Is it necessary to apply devotional principles when we're talking purge, apply, stop? Can other things also work?
Yes.
There are many places where people do change themselves. Somebody who eats meat regularly, they tell them, stop eating meat. They may also understand, being a vegetarian, being a vegan is better. But they may not give it up. But then they get a heart attack. And the doctor tells, you want to decrease the probability of a heart attack again? Stop meat. Next day they give up meat. So what happens is that we also have some willpower. And if our willpower is nourished by our intelligence, then we apply not just spiritual impressions, but we apply just the knowledge. The application of the knowledge, this is going to lead to this. I don't want this. And that can help somebody to give it up. Similarly, if we consider there are three modes of material nature: ignorance, passion, goodness. So sometimes some people may be able to replace something in ignorance with something in goodness. That's also good. So for example, say somebody just whenever they feel a little depressed, a little lonely, they start drinking or smoking or taking drugs. If they can redevelop that habit and they decide that, now I will read, and they find some good books to read. They may not be spiritual books, but just books of knowledge, books of interesting books, books which uplift in some way. That can also help them. So we need to basically apply positive stimuli on ourselves. So Krishna-centered stimuli are the most positive stimuli, because Krishna is the omnipotent spiritual reality. So connecting with him will give us the highest positivity. But that doesn't mean that other sources may not work. They can work also. The important thing is that without a connection with Krishna, there is not much ultimate benefit. There may be some immediate benefit. There may even be some intermediate benefit. But the ultimate benefit is not there. So it's like if I am sick and I am having pain, I may take a painkiller. I may take a painkilling medicine, but I also need a curative medicine. So if I take the painkilling medicine, I feel relief. And if the pain is a lot, then the painkilling medicine is also required. But no doctor will recommend only the painkilling medicine. As the pain medication and the curative medication, both combined together. So in some situations, some people may need some immediate relief. And say if a person can cultivate some healthy material habits. It's a regular exercise, overall regulated schedule. Now the regulation of a schedule or exercise or the regulation of diet, this may not necessarily be spiritual at all. But even that can help. So the non-devotional methods are often like painkillers. Not painkillers in the sense that they don't work, but they are also temporary. They may work for longer than a painkiller may work, but they don't offer an ultimate solution. So that's why there has to be, the key thing is the curative medicine. But if we need pain, if somebody finds painkillers working and they can use them, that's fine. But the painkiller should never be the substitute for the curative medicine. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, sir.
Can you provide